5 on 5 on radio RT.ie. Now, between now and Christmas, Nevin Maguire will be here every Tuesday around this time to help out with your Christmas cooking conundrums. We do like a little bit of alliteration around here. Maybe the turkey was dry last year and you want to redeem yourself, or perhaps your roasties lacked that delicious crunch. It could be that you're making the dinner this year for the first time. Or you simply want to outdo what you did last year. So, Nevin will be here every Tuesday from now till Christmas around this time. This week, he's here to share his Christmas cake secrets, and he's on the line. Hello, Nevin.
Hello, Ray. How are you today? Are you well?
I'm good.
Good man.
Spotted you on the cover of the RT Guide.
Again. No jokes, please.
No, but you must have enough to wallpaper a big room, a fair-sized room at this
stage. Well, we started off at the front living room, and now we're working up to the sunroom, so we're getting there. That'd be very good, they'll be very good to me.
Yeah, great to talk to you. Great to talk to you.
And you too.
And thanks, you sent us down the Nevin's midweek meals. And people are doing a lot more cooking at home now, aren't they, because of lockdown?
It's been brilliant. That's one good thing that's going to come out of the whole situation we're in, is that people are cooking and baking at home. And there's something very special about that, cooking from scratch at home and enjoying food, and knows what, you know, when you know what goes into your food, you'll enjoy it more. People have the time. And when you think of it, Ray, the meal is the main event of the day now for most people. In our house, it certainly is. We're thinking, what will we have for dinner? So it's great. So, yeah.
No, but sure, even we have two people on the quiz every day, and nearly always there's a brief chat about what's for dinner. Like Mary there, she had lamb chops with potatoes and carrots there just before she spoke to us.
She said an early dinner.
Yeah, that's what I said to her. That's a very early dinner, isn't it? What I forgot to ask her was, what are you going to do for the rest of the evening? Anyway, what time would you have dinner in your house now?
Imelda actually made some lovely minestrone soup yesterday, so we had that today with some sourdough bread. We'll have dinner probably at 6 or 7 this evening. So,
what's on the menu?
I'm doing a salad of spicy chicken. It's an old classic and the twins love it.
Do they? Yeah.
So we're doing that. Yeah, it's done with a tomato and mango salsa. So Imelda's doing that. So Imelda's got into the cooking and baking and that. So it's a real team effort here. So it is. So
it must be tough baking for you, though. The man who's, you know, all those books.
If I went to your house and you offered me a ham sandwich, I'd love you forever. You know, I'm a man of simple pleasures. Don't be worrying about that. No, not at all. It's great. It's great to get something handed to you. You sit down, you just enjoy it. And that's really important.
Now, before we get to the Christmas cake and the Christmas pudding, how were things? I read in the RT Guide that you've cancelled 3,000 bookings in 2020.
Yeah, I just feel for the reservations team, because it's been a really difficult year for everybody and everyone. And, you know, people would have booked, you know, a year or 2 years ahead. So it's trying to get them in again. You know, we don't know if we can open the first week of December. It's been really challenging to be through for which. One thing that's kept me going is the food and the videos and different things like that. But the restaurant, it's definitely, like, we still have 3 people in reservations, and they're there Monday to Friday. So people are obviously getting vouchers. I've never sold as many books, if I'm going to be honest with you.
That's good. And what about your staff? How do you keep in touch with them and make sure they're okay?
I suppose when we reopened in the 1st of July, we had 55 staff back. We had 75. So we were doing 50% less covers. So we weren't doing 2 sittings. We were doing about 52, 53 people was the max we did. So we had the 2 metres for every table. We got into a fantastic system and a new way of working, and the staff were working 4 days and everyone was happy and our customers felt really safe. That's really important. So when we hopefully do reopen, we'll just slip back into that. There'll be no more 2 sittings. We'll just keep it as we had it. It was less stressful. It was a really great experience for the guests, and, you know, hopefully we'll get back up and running. Of course, I do keep in contact with the team. It's been difficult. And I have to say, and compliment the government, like, they've done as much as they can. It's a no-win situation for them. You know, they're obviously on the puck payment, you know, a lot of the staff. And because we must remember, we have staff from Northern Ireland too. So from Fermanagh and that, so the whole catchment area. So, like, it's huge employment. So hopefully when we get back up and running in December sometime, I don't know when, but fingers crossed, we'll be okay.
Difficult for everybody. Okay.
Yeah, at least, Ray, the way I look at it just is that when we reopen, we'll have jobs to go back to and we'll have bookings in place. And that's, I'm positive it is difficult, and I don't want to be, everyone is struggling, as you know, but we'll be okay. We'll get through it, please God.
Okay. I think I'm going to cook my first Christmas cake.
Go on.
So there are people, is this the time to do it? Is it this area?
Yeah, definitely, if you can, if you could do it maybe a minimum of 4 weeks before Christmas. It just matures, it just gets better flavour, so it does. And like the two recipes we're going to talk about was from my Auntie Maureen. Like, she's a retired home economics teacher from Ballymahon. So These are the recipes that we've made and that she's handed down. And I suppose a lot of your listeners will have recipes handed down from their grandmother, their mother. There's something very unique and special about that. The Christmas cake, listen, good luck with that. I hope you're going to make my recipe. And the key is getting really good quality fruits if you can. This will be an 8-inch cake tin, so if you can get it made in the next few days or over the next week. I think I heard you talking on your show recently about feeding the cake.
And we're putting Nevin's recipes up on our website.
Perfect.
As you would expect. Yeah, somebody was asking about feeding a pudding or a cake the other day, and another one came in today. It could be the same person, Pat. I've made Nevin's Christmas puddings, his family recipe, for some years now, and they're really the best. However, this year I made them in mid-October. Just wondering now if that was too soon and if they might need feeding with alcohol. Will you explain the feeding process?
So the feeding is, especially for the cake, not for the puddings. The puddings don't need feeding because they should be really moist, because you must remember, with the pudding, you've pre-soaked your fruits overnight. You've made up the mixture, so it's absorbed all that lovely kind of Guinness, and we use a bit of rum in ours too, which is beautiful. So for the cake, when it's baked, you wrap it in some greaseproof paper, or what I prefer, Ray, to be honest with you, for your listeners, is some parchment paper. It's a non-stick silicone paper. It's brilliant. And then what you do is unwrap it, say, once a week, put a couple of tablespoons of whiskey over it, and that will just feed into it. You can put, with a cocktail stick, you're laughing there, with a cocktail stick, you can put a little kind of holes into it, and that will absorb it. But usually you do that when the cake is warm, so that the whiskey goes straight into it. Because remember, the fruit and the fruit cake is like a sponge. So when it comes out of the oven, it's warm. It'll absorb that, all that lovely whiskey, and then feed it. Now, you can use whiskey or brandy, or you can use both.
So once a week up until Christmas?
I would do that once a week. Like, when you think about Christmas, what is five, 6 weeks away? It's not that long away.
No.
So I would definitely do that. I'm not talking about, half a pint of whiskey. Just a tablespoon or two will make a huge difference. And storing it is really important, Ray, that you store it in an airtight container, parchment paper, and then tin foil. So you're keeping it really moist. You don't have to decorate it until a week before Christmas. Or some people don't like the marzipan icing or the fondant. I don't know if you're a fan. Are you a fan of Christmas cake, Ray?
Oh, yeah, I am. Yeah, but I could take or leave the icing part of it.
Yeah. Yeah, I would agree with you. And I mean, like, I recently done something. I was kind of doing my first kind of Zoom cook along, and it was actually for the Irish Embassy in Denmark and Sweden for Halloween. And I'd done a barn brack, but it was like an Irish tea bread I did. So we soaked those lovely fruits in some tea and some whiskey and that. And it was amazing. Like, people baked it and enjoyed it. So a fruit cake is lovely any time of the year.
Yes, yeah.
What makes it extra special at Christmas is, of course, the icing. I'm kind of like you, I just like it natural on its own, with that lovely flavours from the spices. Cinnamon and nutmeg is a great, they're two great kind of ingredients
and
to use in your cake.
And that gives that Christmas smell as well when you cook those.
Yeah, there's nothing nicer, like the smell of bacon, throughout the day. Like, it takes, well, for my recipe, it takes about two and a half hours to bake it. Like, I've given you a temperature of 160, so, you must remember that every oven is different, so this will still work in 140, 150.
Is that a fan assisted or a normal?
That is all my recipes are always done in fan ovens. Yeah, exactly.
And now, you mentioned at the very top, the important thing is to get good quality dried fruit. How do you know it's good quality?
Well, that it's the jumbo kind of sultanas. That's the key. I mean, like, we buy off a gentleman. He's based in Nina, Country Choice, Peter Ward. So we have our puddings made. My auntie makes the Christmas cake every year. She's great, because what we do, like, we give our guests the last Sunday before Christmas, like, a little slice, a little piece of Christmas cake, maybe it's petit fours or whatever, or that. But just to go back to the oven thing again, like, if it's browning too much, you cover it with some tin foil or a bit of parchment. Tin foil, I think, is better. So every oven is different. But I have to emphasise the quality of the fruits.
Okay.
And that's your sultanas, your raisins, your currants. Your mixed peel is really important. If you get the whole mixed peel, it's a bit more work because you're chopping it yourself. But listen, we don't want to stress people out, because, it's a stressful enough time. Everyone's kind of going through a difficult time at the
bacon,
minute. So
bacon is a nice distraction.
And it's therapeutic.
Yes.
I totally agree with you.
Yeah.
There's something really relaxing. And, when you start off with your raw ingredients and you see the end product, you know what goes into it. There's something beautiful and special about that.
Yeah. Anne says, please ask Nevin, and you've only 10 seconds to answer this, why my mince pies stick in the tin even though I butter them?
Oh,
10 seconds.
Maybe.
10 seconds.
Listen, I... More butter, I hear the gentleman going on about the double butter toast. Double up on butter, or you can use a little bit of plain vegetable oil.
Now, so every Tuesday, Nevin's going to be here. So if you have questions, keep them, and you can ask Nevin next week, and we'll get some people up on air, and they can chat to you as well. Nevin, looking forward to next Tuesday already. Thanks so much. Mind yourself.
Thanks, Ray. Thanks to you and your team. Bye-bye.
Cormac and Sarah are on the way. We are back tomorrow at 3 o'clock. Enjoy the rest of your Tuesday evening.
It's the Ray D'Arcy Show on RTE Radio 1.